Australia's top spy says mobile phone and internet data is key to any major intelligence investigation. ASIO's Director General David Irvine is stepping up his calls for updated surveillance laws, and the government is considering forcing telecommunications companies to retain the data for up to 2 years. In a rare move, Mr. Irvine appeared on Breakfast Television this morning to discuss the threat of homegrown terrorism. Afterwards, he spoke to AM's political reporter James Glenday in the halls of Parliament House.
We've always been worried about the threat of homegrown terrorism. In the last 10 years, we have actually stopped 4 mass casualty attacks occurring in Australia when we stopped them quite early in their planning stages. More recently, we've been very concerned about the number of young Australians who are going across to fight in Syria and who are going to fight for the most extreme elements, the Al-Qaeda-type elements of the opposition in Syria. And now, of course, they've moved into Iraq, those extremist elements. We're very concerned that such people could return to Australia with a reinforced commitment to violent extremist jihadist ideology on the one hand, but also with military training and battlefield experience on the other.
How many of these people have returned to Australia?
I'm not giving a definite figure. I'm using a number. I'm saying tens of people.
Is the threat posed by people returning from Iraq and Syria the greatest threat Australia's security faces currently?
Look, let me say it is a significant issue that we have to work very hard on.
The Attorney General's spoken about the need to have greater powers to prosecute these people, make sure they're not on the streets of Australia if they do return home. Is that something you've been pushing for behind the scenes?
We've certainly been exercising powers to try to prevent people going there. The treatment of and the legal treatment of returnees from the point of view of what the government wants to do with them is a question for the government. But certainly the government has been listening very, very carefully to the requests by ASIO and by law enforcement to ensure that we have legally the capability to do what needs to be done.
Why do you need to retain mobile phone and internet data for 2 years?
Mobile phone and internet data, call data, not the content of conversations or messages, is a key element in any police or security intelligence investigation. It helps us identify people, it helps us eliminate people from the need to be investigated. It's just a basic building block of any investigation these days.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is the greatest threat in terms of terrorism or espionage at the moment?
Espionage doesn't necessarily cause deaths, at least not in the short term, whereas a terrorist attack can cause mass casualties in an instant, and that's obviously something that we really do have to be very, very concerned about, but not so concerned that we become paranoid.
That's ASIO's Director General David Irvine speaking there with James Glenday.